Now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Testing, testing, check, check, check.
Hello there, this is funny lady Judith Lucy.
Hi, this is Joel Creasy.
Hey, this is Fiona O'Loughlin.
Hi guys, McLaughlin here, that would be of the Craig variety.
Hi, this is Shayna Blaze.
Hello, this is Tom Ballard.
Hi, this is Melissa Capp.
G'day, this is ScoMo, Scott Morrison.
Hi, this is Reece Nicholson.
Hi, it's Gina Liano from The Real Housewives of Melbourne.
Hi, this is Reece Mastin.
This is Kathy Griffin.
Hey, this is Todd Collin.
Hello, this is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to
The Troy Murphy Show.
Troy Murphy laughing at me in the other studio. Oh, he's dancing to my radio vet. Hello, Troy.
He's ready for his close-up. It's the Troy Murphy Show.
Ladies, gentlemen, them, they, and all, welcome to the Troy Murphy Show. I am, of course, your host, Troy Murphy, and as the name suggests, this is the Troy Murphy Show. And what is the Troy Murphy Show, I hear you ask? Well, great question. It's an opinion-based talk show with something for everyone. But it's not everything to everyone. We encourage debate, discussion, as we sometimes put our serious hats on to look at the big issues in the news. And on the other side of the coin, we like to look at the weird, wacky, and wonderful news from around the world, you know, to have a good laugh at, because even though we like the serious, we also like to not be so serious, you know, for the yin and yang and balance of it all. And every day here on the Troy Murphy Show is a day of celebration, not because, well, not just because we're on the air broadcasting, which we love to do, but, you know, we celebrate all things in life, as here on this day, the 29th day of the month of December in the year 2022, we celebrate TikTok Day. And no, not the vapid social media platform that is corrupting the youth's mind with mindless choreographed dance moves and the continued influence of self-proclaimed influencers. Oh, I shudder just thinking about it. But I'm sure there is a day for that, but it's not today. No, today, this day, TikTok Day, is a day about the clock that ticks and tock. Actually, it was a day that was created to remind us all about the importance of completing tasks that we have not yet finished, you know, as we draw closer to the end of the year. There's only a few more days to go. What is it? This weekend? New Year! Which makes this the last show of the year. That's exciting. But as we draw close to the end of the year, TikTok Day gives us good opportunity to wrap up any unfinished business that we may have. This can include both personal goals or business goals, which strangely enough, I am doing personally right now before I realized it was TikTok Day. I'm currently on a self-imposed two-week holiday from the day job. And what I'm doing, instead of, you know, being a normal person and going on a holiday or spending time at the beach, although it was terrible weather here in the Shire today to go to the beach, I am turning my abode, my unit, upside down and inside out and cleaning every square inch of it, like every inch, like inside cupboards, you know, using that toxic spray to clean ovens and wiping down every shelf on the fridge and going through that cupboard, you know, the cupboard, we all have one of these cupboards, the one we just throw everything into throughout the year. Yeah, I'm having one of those. It's going to be a week. It's like today's day two, and I literally just stopped cleaning to come here to do the show. And once I'm finished the show, I will be back home cleaning. Everything is cleaning. And I'm also one of those people who declutters, you know, throws things out. And luckily, we have our annual council cleanup plan for early January. That and Facebook Marketplace, great things for getting rid of, you know, all the junk that you don't want. And, you know, of course, the obligatory trip to IKEA to buy better storage solutions for my tiny little apartment to make it a functional, not only living environment, but work environment because I work from home. Anyway, that's a lot of personal story for the introduction of a show. They do say we should do personal stories, you know, to create a bond with you, the listener, between us hosts and the listener. Anyway, I digress. This brings us to this week's top five. A bit of a fun one this week. Being the holiday season and the majority of us having a lot of extra time on our hands as we are on holiday, this week's top five is going to be the top five ways to waste your time. Let's begin.
Five.
Think about doing something productive and then don't do it.
Four.
Stare at the ceiling. It works for cats.
Three.
Watch and comment on the weather. Oh, weather channel watching should be a sport. But then again, there is nothing more time-wasting and relaxing than laying in a park and looking at what you see in the clouds. You know, it's like a free Rorschach test.
Two.
Use social media to confirm what you already know. Not only do you waste your own time, but you waste other people's time too.
One.
And the number one top five ways to waste time this holiday season, the one I'm doing most these holidays, is playing the old SimCity 4 game on the computer. Oh, you build a city, the streets, the infrastructure. Ah, oh, days will go by wasted playing this game, and I love it. I'm living for it on the show this week, because that's what I'm living for right now, tonight's show. Oh, we've got another crazy US airport story. It's back, ladies and gentlemen, it's back. We'll take a look at the Andrew Tate versus Greta Thunberg social media smackdown. Don't know who they are. Well, you may know who Greta Thunberg is. You may not know who Andrew Tate is. They're, you know, I don't like either of them, but this smackdown is worthy of a segment here on TTMS this week. We'll also, in strange, weird, wacky, and wonderful news, take a look at the Ugandan farmer who has finally decided to stop adding to his family because his income has become lower with the rising cost of living. And you won't believe how many wives, children, and grandchildren he has. Make sure you stick around for that. We've got the weekly quiz. It's a new segment here on TTMS that we're adding in the final week of the show, but in preparation for next year's season. We'll also take a look at local Shire news. Have your say. We'll take a look at the strange news stories that you may have missed from the week, plus so much more. And with that, let's dive head first into this week's show without any safety gear on, because that's how we do things here on the Troy Murphy Show, responsibly. Don't try this at home.
It seems today that all you hear is music on the radio and murder on podcasts. But where are those good old-fashioned talk shows on which we used to rely? Lucky there's a Troy Murphy Show. Lucky there's a man who positively can do all the things that make us tune in live. It's the Troy Murphy Show.
WSR FM 99.7.
Never miss a show. Listen on demand. Click the Troy Murphy Show on the 2SR.com.au homepage program guide.
Ponder this. We are currently in some sort of annual twilight zone. You know, that bit between Christmas and New Year where you don't know what day it is, who you are, or what on earth you're meant to be doing. Yeah. Yeah, that twilight zone.
The Troy Murphy Show. Driving you home Thursday nights from 6 p.m.
File this next segment under Crazy US Airport Stories. You know, we haven't done one of these stories in a while, so it's time to dust off the Crazy US Airport Stories folder to bring you another Crazy US Airport Story. It's kind of in the title. The surprise element really isn't there. As Cron4 News reports that the Transportation Security Administration, the TSA in America, their offices at JFK Airport experienced a sticky situation this week. I didn't write that. The news article did, and I love it. 10 points. Okay, the article reads, as a man from Rhode Island was stopped after passing through an X-ray unit. The reason? He was carrying two jars of peanut butter, which contain parts of a disassembled semi-automatic handgun. What? Insert quote from article here. The quote reads, the gun parts were artfully concealed in two smooth, creamy jars of peanut butter, There was certainly nothing smooth about the way the man went about trying to smuggle his gun. TSA's Federal Security Director of JFK Airport, John Essick, explained, further stating that our officers are good at their jobs and are focused on their mission, especially during the busy holiday travel period. I've heard of people doing some weird things with peanut butter and jars of peanut butter in my time reporting on the news, but this one takes the cake. Well, not really the cake. Can you make peanut butter into cake? Anyway, it's a shame that it was smooth peanut butter and not the crunchy kind, you know, with the extra nuts. Although, when you think about it, it probably didn't need the extra nuts, the jars of peanut butter, because this guy certainly bought his own. Whole heap of nuts, this guy. Now, unlike Australia, you can transport your gun on an airplane, but it must be unloaded, packed in a locked, hard-sided case, and taken to the airline check-in counter to be declared. You are also required to declare it with your airline to ensure that it be transported in the belly of the plane. This guy obviously was not having a bit of that. He wanted it on the plane with him with his peanut butter. Is that like, you know, have a bit of a snack on the plane, hold it up later? Who knows? As for the man and the gun, well, Port Authority police confiscated the items, including the peanut butter, tracked down the traveller in the terminal and arrested him. Now, this man now faces a stiff financial civil penalty and could end up paying a fine of $15,000. That's a lot of peanut butter. But the biggest question not answered in this article, and I really, really want to know the answer to it, is, it's not, you know, why did he decide to smuggle a gun in peanut butter? I've given up asking dumb questions like that. But rather, how the hell did he plan on cleaning the peanut butter off the gun when he arrived at his destination? Peanut butter is delicious, but damn it's sticky and gets over everything. That's a lot of washing or licking clean and, you know, licking guns clean, maybe not ideal. Who knows? The crazy and zany from the US has been reported on. My due diligence as a reporter here on radio is done for the week. You can cancel the rest of the show. We're done. We've done it. No, just kidding. Stick around, because coming up next, we're going to talk about the Andrew Tate versus Greta Thunberg social media smackdown.
Stay tuned. More from The Troy Murphy Show coming up right after this.
2SSR can help you promote your business with an innovative and inexpensive marketing plan. Our in-house team will help you design a campaign, voice the audio, and give it the professional production values you need. To find out more, call us on 9545 1800 or email info@2ssr.com.au to organise a talk with our experienced marketing team.
Hi, it's Kale. Hope you can join me for Friday Night Live every Friday from 7 to 9pm for a mix of pop and indie music, interviews with interesting people, and all the music and entertainment news from the Shire, Sydney and beyond. Friday Night Live, 7pm on 2SSR 99.7 FM. I'll see you there.
2SSR FM 99.7.
Never miss a beat. Follow The Troy Murphy Show Facebook page. Search The Troy Murphy Show.
Ponder this. You know you have truly grown up and are living as an adult when you start spending Christmas money on bills instead of anything fun.
The Troy Murphy Show. Driving you home Thursday nights from 6pm.
File this next segment under Oh, to be a vapid and useless online personality. Yes, our silly hats are on right now. You know, I normally don't really jump on board, and I use this term loosely, when it comes to celebrity online personality feuds, especially when it's between two personalities I don't really like. But this one is just too strange not to mention. It's between Andrew Tate, who Google describes as an American-British media personality and former professional kickboxer, who following his kickboxing career began offering paid courses and memberships through his website and later rose to fame as an online celebrity, mostly for being a sexist douchebag who had been cancelled on many social media platforms before being reinstated to Twitter under Elon Musk and is estimated to be worth $355 million. And Greta Thunberg, she's the other one in part of this celebrity personality online feud. She's that Swedish environmental activist who is known for challenging world leaders to take immediate action on climate change mitigation. Now, no one knows how this started or what was going through the mind of one Andrew Tate when he tweeted this, but I'm sure more details will come to light in the coming days. But for some strange reason, Andrew Tate tweeted Greta Thunberg saying that, and I quote, "I have 33 cards. My Bugatti has a W16 8-litre quad turbo." I think I read that right. I don't understand cars. "My two Ferrari 812 Competti Zone has 6.5-litre V12s. This is just a start. Please provide your email address so I can send a complete list of my car collection and their respective enormous emissions." All right. Obviously, he's taken some sort of issue with Greta Thunberg's climate change activism, and he's showing off that he owns a whole heap of cars. Her response, though, is why we're talking about this on the show tonight. And it will go down, her response will go down in the history of apply water to that burn of all comebacks, as she tweeted in response, and I quote, "Yes, please do enlighten me. Email me at small mail appendage." I have to say that because we can't say what she really wrote here on radio. energy@getalife.com. Small mail appendage energy@getalife.com. Fill in the blanks. You'll understand. Great response. 10 points for that response, of which he later responded to that tweet, "How dare you," mocking her iconic catchphrase. You'd think Tate, being a former professional kickboxer, would have been ready for a blow like that. Apparently not. Maybe he's too focused on his cars to have realised that he'd just been KO'd. Now, Tate, who in my opinion appears to be the type of person who is delusional beyond measure, I am sure deep down, well, let's just put another thing out there forward. He is a man who has previously said that he believes that women are the property of men. I'm sure deep down, being mocked in this way and being burnt this way by a girl, and not just a girl, a teenage girl, has got to do some damage to his ego. As Andrew Tate, in my mind, and I'm sure plenty other people in the media and across the world, will now forever be known as that guy who got absolutely wrecked by Greta Thunberg on Twitter and nothing else. Nothing else he does in his career will shadow this. This tweet, Greta Thunberg's response, you know, I'm not a huge fan of hers, but I am a big fan of hers now because of this response, will overshadow everything he does. And we'll make sure that that happens here on the Troy Murphy Show. And I'm sure that this feud, if this Andrew Tate guy was smart, he'd drop it. But knowing him through how he portrays himself in interviews and on his YouTube that is, I think, now being all deleted, and how he handles himself on Twitter and responds to things, his ego is so bad that he's not going to drop it. And I am here for that online drama, and we will continue to talk about it. This is my new Elon Musk taking over Twitter saga that I am just, you know, living for, because it's got crazy written all over it, and I love having a giggle at their expense. Stick around, because speaking about crazy, coming up next, we're going to talk about a Ugandan farmer who has finally decided to stop adding to his family because his income has become lower with the rising cost of living. Now, whilst that doesn't sound sensational or scandalous, it will when I tell you how many wives he has, how many children he has, and how many grandchildren he has. That is coming up next here on the Troy Murphy Show. Stick around. You will not want to miss this story.
Catch up with all the latest news from The Troy Murphy Show. Visit www.thetroymurphyshow.com.
Ponder this. The only people on the internet telling you how to get rich are people who are trying to get rich themselves by telling you how to be rich on the internet. It's a vicious cycle. Don't fall for it.
The Troy Murphy Show, driving you home Thursday nights from 6 p.m.
Put on your silly hats as we file this next segment under Really? Now? You think? This story is just too unbelievable to be true. But it is true, but it's unbelievable. A Ugandan farmer who has, get this, 102 children and 568 grandchildren from 12 wives has finally decided to stop growing his family. Yes, you heard correct. 102 children, 568 grandchildren, 12 wives. The 67-year-old man has now asked his wives to use contraception so that they can afford to buy food to eat. He said, and I quote, "My income has become lower and lower over the years due to the rising cost of living, and my family has become bigger and bigger. I married one woman after another. How can a man be satisfied with one woman?" This is all according to an article reported by The Sun. The man and his family live in Lusaka in Uganda, where polygamy is legal. And he said that all of his wives live in the same house so that he can monitor them, stopping them from eloping with other men. Dude, I don't think that's your only problem. It continues by saying that a third of the man's children are aged between 6 and 51 and live with him on his farm. 6 and 51! Age difference between his eldest and his youngest. His eldest child, the 51-year-old, is 21 years older than his youngest wife. What? 12 wives, 102 children, and 568 grandchildren. Do you think they've run out of names? You know, it's Bob 1, Bob 2, Bob 3. 12 wives, 102 children, 568 grandchildren. And only now he's complaining about it being too expensive. Whatever this man has as his secret weapon to get 12 wives, bottle that and start selling it, dude. That's how you start making your money. That's how you start paying for your 12 wives, 102 children and 568 grandchildren. Every straight man in the world would subscribe to a few life lessons and how-to guides from you, my friend. Yep. Do a YouTube channel, offer life lessons, how-to guides. People eat that stuff up. And I'm sure if you did a how-to guide on how to get 12 wives and procreate that much, you'd have a billion subscribers. Side note to this, however, recently two of his wives have left him. Not because they had to share him with 11 other women or are confined to living in the same house as each other. Oh, imagine the estrogen. It'd be clean though, but they left him, before I get myself in trouble, they left him because of financial pressure issues. What? Really? You'd think, let alone having, you know, 13 people in an adult relationship, that would be expensive as it is. But to then keep divvying out the fair share of money with 102 children and 568 grandchildren, what has he got there on the farm? Opioids or something. Look, I understand cost of living is different from country to country, but how the hell after 102 children do you finally decide that enough is enough? You know, he's 67. His eldest child is 51, which means he had his first kid at 16. For me, that would have been it. Tie the tubes and snippity snip snip snip. On on further research into this already ridiculous story, contraceptives are considered controversial in Uganda, as they are often linked to being promiscuous. What? 12 wives? 102 children? 568 grandchildren? Isn't considered promiscuous enough? And let's talk about that. 568 grandchildren from 102 children. That's on average 5.5 grandkids per child. And considering that some of his kids are still kids, you know, the youngest being 6, the average grandchildren per child must be a lot higher than that. I guess, you know, in this case, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, or the pants from the waist, if you know what I mean. Stick around, coming up later in the show, some of these strange news stories that you may have missed this week.
It's time now for Sutherlandshire Local News.
Today in Sutherlandshire Local News, a woman in her 20s was taken to hospital in a critical condition after being pulled from the surf at Cronulla Beach on Wednesday evening. New South Wales Ambulance said that she may have been caught in a rip. Another woman who was swimming with her was also taken to hospital and is in a stable condition. The incident occurred around 7 p.m, an hour after the lifeguard patrol finished and flags were removed. There were many people at the beach and hundreds in Cronulla Park at the time. Police immediately cleared the beach. The woman was retrieved from the water by bystanders and was unconscious when paramedics arrived by rescue helicopter. Emergency services were called to New Illawarra Road between Heathcote Road and Old Illawarra Road, close to Anstow, at around 8:30 a.m. this morning, after a serious four-car collision caused two people to be trapped. A fire and rescue spokesman said four cars, including one towing a boat and another fueled by LPG, collided in the northbound lanes. All people involved in the crash, including two young children, were assessed and treated by New South Wales Ambulance paramedics. Two adults and two children were taken to St George Hospital, all in a stable condition. The New South Wales Independent Planning Commission has refused the application to redevelop President Private Hospital at Kirrawee because it would involve demolishing the heritage-listed Hotham House. In its statement of reason on December 23, the Commission found the applicant, Macquarie Health Corporation, had not adequately demonstrated that the retention, conservation and adaptation of Hotham House feasible. And finally, in local news for today, a new small bar is coming to Cronulla after the Sutherland Mayor successfully applied to make his well-known cafe a nighttime venue despite strong opposition from nearby residents. The Sutherlandshire Planning Council approved a development application to change Bellaccini's Espresso Cafe to a bar in the evening with extended hours of operation. The cafe will be located on the ground floor fronting Surf Lane at the rear of the recently constructed mixed-use development known as Wavelength Apartments. The popular cafe will move to the new site and will be next to Hurricane Bar and Grill restaurant. Residents of nearby apartments raised concerns about the potential noise impacts, hours of operation, traffic and parking, mechanical exhaust, use as small bar and building height, as well as waste management. The approved operating hours will be from 5:30 a.m. to 12 a.m. indoors and 6:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. outdoors, 7 days a week, with a seating capacity of 100 patrons, with 50 internal and 50 external. And that's what's happening in Sutherlandshire Local News.
Stay tuned. More from The Troy Murphy Show coming up right after this.
Would you like to be involved in your local not-for-profit radio station? Would you like to become a 2SSR volunteer with the opportunity to be a presenter, provide office support or help with community events? If you would like to be part of the 2SSR family, call us on 9545 1800 or go to our website 2SSR.com.au and click on membership to download the application form.
Hey guys, Kieran here with the Antiques and Alternate Show, playing you Aussie alt and older antique songs. Join me 6 to 7pm Fridays for a bit of fun and a fresh new quiz every week. Tune in then.
2SSR FM 99.7.
Follow the Troy Murphy Show on Twitter. Search Troy Murphy.
Ponder this. A person who's always looking down tends to find more money on the ground.
The Troy Murphy Show. Driving you home Thursday nights from 6pm.
It's that time of the show again where we file this next segment under some of the strange news stories that you may have missed this week. There might be a lot of news stories that you missed this week because, well, it's that week between Christmas and New Year where we all switch the off button off and don't really pay much attention to what's going on around the world. But here at the Troy Murphy Show, we have our finger on the pulse and we're taking a look at what's happening around the world as it looks like COVID is rearing its ugly head again, as there is talks of measures to stop the spread of COVID internationally after Italy announced that it will start screening all new arrivals from China for COVID after health officials found that half of the passengers on two flights into Milan from China were infected with COVID. US officials said late on Tuesday that they were considering a similar policy after Japan and India also introduced PCR testing on arrival for Chinese passengers. Travellers entering from China to Australia could soon be hit with renewed COVID restrictions amid surging virus cases in China, with a spokesperson for Australia's Health Minister, Mark Butler, saying that decisions were yet to be made on the developing situation. Side note, watch this space. Australia is going to tread very carefully with this as the Labor government does their very, very best not to do anything to, was it, poke the dragon? Is that the saying? After months since it became elect as the government to rule the country or run the country, after they started to mend the relationship with China that the Liberal Party didn't do so well at. Also in news this week that you may have missed, revelers will soon be allowed to watch the Sydney New Year's Eve fireworks free of charge from viewing spots alongside the harbour foreshore if New South Wales Labor wins the 2023 election. As it stands at the moment, some of the most popular spots to watch the fireworks are subject to paid ticketing by the New South Wales government, but the opposition has promised to waive the fees if elected at the state election next March. Also in the news, the death toll from a gas tanker explosion in Johannesburg on Christmas Eve has nearly doubled to 15. The tanker vehicle got stuck under a low bridge and sparks happened and it caught on fire. Unfortunately, it blew up. The blast tore the roof off an emergency department at a local hospital, which was only a couple hundred metres away, as well as destroying two houses and several cars and injured many bystanders. The driver was arrested and charged with culpable homicide. And also in the news this week that you may have missed, the weather is wild out there, not here in Australia. We're very lucky here at the moment. Normally it's bushfire season, but we're only early stages. But in Japan and the US, it's wild, as snow and powerful storms have killed 17 people in Japan and at least 60 people across 8 states in the US. The worst hit being the city of Buffalo that got more than 4 feet, that's about 1.2 meters of snow, and hundreds of thousands of people have been left without power, with no relief in sight as the bad weather is expected to linger into the upcoming weekend. Stick around, because coming up next here on the Troy Murphy Show, a little bit of fun as we introduce Quiz Time.
Hope it's not too much of a disaster. Will he get through an entire show without offending someone? We are so open your with the Troy Murphy Show. Have a yabba-dabba-doo time. A dabba-doo time. You'll have a gay old time.
For everything off air, follow the Troy Murphy Show on Instagram. Search the Troy Murphy Show.
Ponder this. Everyone is younger in a photograph.
The Troy Murphy Show, driving you home Thursday nights from 6 p.m.
It's quiz time, ladies and gentlemen, them, they, and all. You know, I had so much fun doing the quiz as I filled in for Kieran's show, Antiques and Alternate, on Fridays from 6 p.m. that I've decided to add the quiz segment to this year, the Troy Murphy Show, for a little bit of, well, towards the end show entertainment, a little bit of fun, and also to, you know, exercise our brains. It's really simple to play along at home. There are 12 quiz questions. You'll have until I ask the question to guess the answer. Just shout it out wherever you are. You know, you could be on a busy train. Shout out the answer. You know, who cares? People think we're all weird anyway. All right, are you ready to play? Let's go. Question number one. Lois Lane is most associated with which superhero? Superman. Question number two. To attend to someone's every need is proverbially to wait on them hand and what? Foot. Question number three. What black and white American animal is famous for the strong, unpleasant smell it can emit? A skunk. Question number four. What is the official nickname of the Australian netball team? The Diamonds. Question number five. Collingwood and Footscray are inner suburbs of which Australian state capital? Melbourne. Singultis is the scientific term for what? Is it a hiccup, a sneeze, or a yawn? The correct answer to that multiple choice question is hiccup. Question number seven. What Australian company makes Vegemite? Bega Cheese. Question number eight. In computing, what do the letters USB stand for? Universal Serial Bus. Did not know that one, and I've been using USBs forever. Question number nine. A common saying that refers to making the wrong move is, I zigged when I should have what? zagged. Question number 10. What is the name of Michael Jackson's signature dance move in which he appeared to glide backwards? The Moonwalk. Question number 11. Who played the lead female role of Satine in the film Moulin Rouge? Great Aussie actress Nicole Kidman. And the final question for today's quiz, question number 12. True or false? The cheetah is native only to Africa. True or false? And the correct answer is false. It's also native to Asia. How'd you do? Head to the Troy Murphy Show Facebook page and let us know how many questions you got out of 12 correct.
Stay tuned. More from the Troy Murphy Show coming up right after this.
Hi, Kirk Pengilly from INXS here. And whether it's music, sweet things, puppies, movies, we all love our treats. But our eyes need treating too. 300,000 Australians, including me, are affected by glaucoma. Diagnosed early, glaucoma can be managed. Left undiagnosed, it can cause blindness. So treat yourself by treating your eyes to a simple test. Book your test at treatyoureyes.org.au today.
Keeping it smooth in the Shire for over 20 years. All Lee Routledge and Smooth Jazz. Will Downey. Gerald Albright. Brand new heavies. Paul E. Routledge and Smooth Jazz. Sunday, 6 p.m. for the drive home on FM 99.7.
SRFM, the home of the Troy Murphy Show.
Ponder this. The way society views butterflies versus moths is a clear example of how pretty privilege works. Oh, except for the part where moths eat your clothes. Damn moths.
The Troy Murphy Show. Driving you home Thursday nights from 6 p.m.
File this next segment under What in the Weird? All right, we have to head to Russia for this next one. As a chief advisor to the Russian president, you know, that guy, Vladimir Putin, he's made a series of bizarre, probably a better word, predictions for 2023. In a tweet that he posted on Tuesday, where he claims that the US will enter into civil war and Elon Musk will come out on top. Look, so far, bizarre, not bad. There might be a little bit of truth to that. We know that there is a little bit of tension happening there in the old US. The old left and the right, not quite seeing eye to eye on a lot of things. But Elon Musk on top? I don't know. The guy's name is Dmitry Medvedev. Medvedev. I probably pronounced that incorrectly and butchered it. But who cares? He's the deputy head of Vladimir Putin's Advisory Security Council. Let that sink in, especially as I tell you what he predicted. He's the guy that is part of the team who advises the Russian president, Vladimir Putin. No wonder why the place is a little loopy and crazy at the moment. Let me go on. He took to Twitter to share his, and I quote, humble contribution to what he thinks could unfold in the new year. I love this time of year when people feel as though it's their obligation, their right, a necessity to make a prediction of what will happen in the coming year. I understand why people do this. It's great if you get it right, but damn if you get it wrong, don't you look stupid? But then again, most people in this case would just go, whoops, he got that wrong, and move on. There needs to be some sort of consequence for idiots like this who make predictions about the following year. You're not Nostradamus, people. He made some pretty bizarre ones too. A lot of nonsensical ones that are really open to interpretation. Anyway, I digress. This Dmitry Medvedev, the deputy head of Putin's Advisory Security Council, believes, and I quote, "Civil war will break out in the US. California and Texas will become independent states as a result." Oh no, Disneyland! Texas and Mexico will form an allied state, and Elon Musk will win the presidential election in a number of states, which after the new civil wars end, will have been given to the GOP. Wow, that's pretty bold. But this cloud, who is also a huge supporter of the war in Ukraine, didn't only make surprising predictions about the US. The advisor also forecast a series of astonishing crashes within the European Union by predicting that the UK will reverse its Brexit policy and rejoin the EU, which will subsequently lead to its collapse and the disappearance of the euro. Look, I can see some grounds on what's been happening globally that might equate to these things happen, but I guarantee you anyone in the US or in the UK or part of the European Union who has seen this guy tweet these predictions is going to do everything they can in their powers to make sure that this doesn't happen in 2023, to make a mockery of one of Putin's cronies. But could you imagine it? Could you imagine? Let's just hypothetical caps on here. The flow-on effect from the US going a little bit cuckoo crazy and entering into a civil war. Look, we nearly got, well, not we, the Americans nearly kind of got there under Trump, you know, with the whole Black Lives Matters thing and then the storming of the Capitol. Got very close, dangerously close to the line there. But I don't know, is there much of a push there at the moment? I don't know, maybe I have to talk to my American friends, but there doesn't seem to be the fixation on such a thing in the US media that could push this sort of thing forward. But the flow-on effect, as I said, that would be globally devastating because, you know, US being a superpower of the globe, the superpower of the globe for the time being, would certainly have a few ripple effects. Dangerous stuff. And California and Texas becoming independent states as a result. Could you imagine? Could they'd have to redesign the flag, wouldn't they? Let's bookmark this story and come back to it in a year's time. So this weird week that is the week between Christmas and New Year, we'll revisit this story then and take a look at how true these bizarre predictions are from this Russian presidential advisor for security. Weird stuff going on in the world. Weird stuff. I think we're certainly in for an interesting year next year. Yeah. The effects of COVID and the flow-on effects and this weird war in the Ukraine, it's going to have flow-on effects. And I'm not sure I like it. But we'll keep an eye out on it here on The Troy Murphy Show.
Friday, Saturday, happy days. Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, what a day. Tune your radio to The Troy Murphy Show. The Troy Murphy Show. Goodbye, Chris Cash. Hello, Blue. The Troy Murphy Show, it is for you. Thursday nights from 6 p.m. and then online all week long. Friday, Saturday, happy days. Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, what a day. Tune your radio to
Never miss a beat. Follow The Troy Murphy Show Facebook page. Search The Troy Murphy Show.
Ponder this. The meat consumed as comfort food also counts as an emotional support animal.
The Troy Murphy Show. Driving you home Thursday nights from 6 p.m.
As we come to the end of the show and New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, and then the day after, confusion all happens after that. It's prominent at this time of year for people to make New Year's resolutions. Or as I like to call them, New Year's fail solutions. Because generally people fail at New Year's resolutions. The main one for us adults is, you know, I will do better. I will get fit. I will lose that weight. We don't do it. You know, I think we're all set up to fail with these sort of things because we have this time off between Christmas and New Year where we've got all this extra time and go, oh, wow, we think we have all this extra time to do stuff and maybe jump on a treadmill, do what's needed to lose the weight, and then, you know, we go back to work and then the cycle happens again where you can't go to the gym and exercise and do all that sort of stuff that you need to lose the weight or do whatever it is to adhere to your New Year's resolution, which is why this week's Troy Murphy Show Have Your Say question is up on the Facebook page where we ask, have you ever stuck to a New Year's resolution? Good news, our first commenter from a top fan, David Rogerson, has replied or has answered the question saying yes and replied saying to complete his master's degree and he is glad he has done so. So that's great news. That sets back my, you know, we all fail at New Year's resolutions theory because Mr. David Rogerson has succeeded. So let's turn this into a positive. I want to hear of your positive New Year's resolution stories. Head to the Facebook page, search The Troy Murphy Show, click like, find the post and answer the question. Have you ever stuck to a New Year's resolution as part of this week's Have Your Say?
And it's all over, just like that.
And that's it, The Troy Murphy Show, done and dusted for another week. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'll be back next week from 6 p.m. for another edition of The Troy Murphy Show. If you missed any part of the show or want to listen back to any of the ranting or raving or crazy news stories from tonight's extravaganza, You can do so by listening to the on-demand feature on the 2SSR.com.au website, or follow us on Facebook and Instagram, search The Troy Murphy Show, or download the podcast available on iTunes and Spotify. Oh, we're everywhere. Until next week, thank you for tuning in. Bye for now.
Hear what they said on the radio?
No, I missed it.
I had to drive the kids to school.
I was at work.
I was helping with the sausage sizzle.
Catch the latest news updates, listen to podcasts, join us live with the Community Radio Plus app.
Hear what they said on
the radio? Yeah, I was listening.
I was listening in the car.
Yeah, I was listening on my phone.
On the radio? I was listening when I got home.
Whatever you're doing, take us with you. Community Radio Plus, your home of community radio. Download from the App Store or Google Play.